Every week, composer Bruce Adolph takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. It's our piano puzzler, and Bruce is sitting here right now. He just played that for us. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And, of course, we always get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. And joining us today on the line from Kensington, Maryland, we have Louise Crane. Louise, hi.
Hi.
And say hi to Bruce Adolph.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Louise, I understand that you always wanted to learn to play music, but it didn't happen until relatively recently. What changed in your life to make it possible?
Well, I was transferred to the American Embassy in Tokyo, Japan. I was in the Foreign Service at the time. And because I no longer had to drive to work from a far-out suburb, I got 3 hours of life.
Didn't have an hour-and-a-half commute each way.
That's right.
So you didn't use that time watching TV, you?
I always wanted to learn about music. I decided to learn how to play the piano, so I hired a teacher and I bought a piano.
Oh, good for you. That's terrific. Mm-hmm. Well, all that musical knowledge you can bring to bear on the piano puzzler here. Bruce is going to play this, and your job will be to guess the tune that Bruce is hiding and see if you can figure out what composer's style he's using to do the hiding as well.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Louise, here's your piano puzzler.
Pretty crazy.
A wacky piano puzzler. Louise, any first reactions?
It sounds like it might be Prokofiev.
Very close. You've got almost, I mean, it's not the composer exactly, but you've got the country and the time period. Very good.
It's early 20th century and it's before 1917.
Yes, but very close.
Wow, well, you honed right in on the place and the time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Any other composers come to mind?
Well, let's see. It's very percussive.
Yes.
Very percussive. No, I don't think I can come up with anybody.
I'm hearing echoes of some music that I don't think was written for the piano, that I think
True.
Was written for orchestra.
You think correctly.
For orchestra?
This has got quotes from a rather famous kind of revolutionary orchestral work that was premiered in 1913 in Paris, but a Russian composer.
And was this written to accompany dance?
Why, yes, it was, Fred.
Well, the only other person I can come up with who is not Soviet, I mean, born in Russia, but not exactly a Soviet composer, would be Stravinsky.
And there you have it.
Okay.
Igor Stravinsky.
Okay.
The very one. And, Bruce, I think you even have a particular piece in mind.
Yes, this is full of quotes from Le Sacre du Printemps, The Rite of Spring.
Yeah, very famous premiere.
That's right. And this chord progression, with the accents, is from The Rite of Spring, and also the ending here, and a few other, quite a few of these chords, and also this idea. Those are all little fragments from The Rite of Spring.
Well, Louise, you got the composer, you got Igor Stravinsky. Now, what about the tune that's buried in there?
Comes from a show, like a Broadway show?
It was a show a long time ago. I don't even remember the name of the show myself, though. How are we doing?
I'm afraid I don't know much about music after the death of Beethoven.
Oh, yeah. Well, this show is a little bit after Beethoven.
Broadway show.
I think I'm hearing the tune, Baby, If I'm the Bottom,
yes.
You're the Top.
That's right.
I was going to say From the Top, but that doesn't make sense.
From the Top is a radio program.
Right.
You're the Top.
You're the Top. You got it, Fred.
Louise, you mentioned the very famous premiere. And it was famous not just for the music, but what went on around the music.
Oh, there were the audience.
The audience went crazy.
The audience went crazy.
You know, there are lots of stories about why that really happened. Some people now believe, and with good reason, that the choreography was way too tame for the music, but there was a lot of nudity, and there were lots of problems with what was on the stage. That's one thing. It's kind of hard to believe that people would get into a fist fight because the register of the bassoon was too high, which is what some people, you know, when it starts, kind of doubt that, even then.
Well, whatever the reason, it was a memorable occasion and a memorable piece of music, remembered partly in this Piano Puzzler by Bruce Adolph, rewriting Cole Porter's You're the Top in the style of Igor Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. Louise Crane from Kensington, Maryland, thank you very much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
It was my great pleasure.
And Bruce, I'll see you next time.
Bye, Fred.